It's not some dreaded government microchip to track your every move, but a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood.
People are finding strange fibers inside their masks and in the COVID-19 test swabs. Many people are pointing out the similarities between these fibers and Morgellons disease, a mysterious, unexplained skin condition characterized by small fibers emerging from skin sores. But the fibers we are seeing in the mask and test swabs seem to be different. Many have suggested that they are normal conductive fibers. But upon close examination, they do exhibit strange qualities. In this video, when affected by wind, the fiber behaves exactly how one would expect. But when breathed upon, it reacts differently. It appears to come to life. The fibers look and behave similar to how Theragrippers are described. Inspired by parasitic worms, Theragrippers were created at Johns Hopkins University. Theragrippers are as small as a speck of dust and designed to deliver time-release medication into the host body. They operate like small compressed springs with a temperature-triggered coating that releases the stored energy autonomously at body temperature. Compressed springs with temperature-triggered coating. The mask fiber's reaction to human breath could easily be described as spring-like. And while one is wearing the mask, the fibers would be springing in towards their mouths as they breathe, as if the masks were a delivery system for hidden Theragrippers loaded with drugs ready to be released into the host's bloodstream. The same spring-like fibers can be found in both the masks and the COVID-19 test swabs. Under magnification, the test swab appears to have glass-like fibers. In one experiment, the PCR test swab was rubbed against a piece of raw meat to roughly emulate the living tissue inside our nasal cavity. And several of the glass-like fibers deeply penetrated themselves into the flesh. Is this happening inside of our nasal cavity when we are being tested? Perhaps this is normal. There was a time in the not-so-distant past when this would all sound crazy, but those days are over. Millions of people are proudly volunteering to have their DNA permanently experimented on by Big Pharma. We are living in a new era. DARPA has been developing BCIs, brain-computer interfaces, since the 1960s. And now they are ready to inject our military with a technology that will continuously test their blood.
It's not some dreaded government microchip to track your every move, but a tissue-like gel engineered to continuously test your blood.
The overwhelming desire of the powers that be seems to be putting something inside of us. Putting an experimental vaccine inside of us. Putting the remnants of an aborted child inside of us. How is that any different than rape? And how is it that anyone is actually okay with any of this? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have never done anything like this before at InfoWarsStore.com. But as a thank you to our great audience supporting us over the years through thick and thin, we are giving away a free gift. That's right, a free gift with every order right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Good till December 1st.
Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. just have it, but 60% off with promo code 1776, ladies and gentlemen. We have a free gift with every single order, no matter how small. Actually, on big orders, you get more than one gift. You get a free gift. And we're not just talking about, in some cases, it'll be a bunch of bumper stickers or an Alex Jones mask. In some cases, it'll be a book or a film or just a bunch of other amazing items. So we have some big ticket items as well that are going to be free gifts with every single order. So again, whether you make a $5 order for one of the t-shirts in the big blowout, or whether you make a $50 order, you will get a free gift at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's all randomly selected by our shopping cart computer system. It just goes through with all the items, hundreds of different items that we're going to be able to offer free, and just randomly picks one of those and puts it in the box. So this is undoubtedly now officially the biggest sell we've ever done. Up to 60% off, promo code 1776, total liquidation blowout to fund us into the new year, and a free gift in every order. Free gift in every order.
Research finds that 116 American deaths and 4 million COVID-19 cases could have been avoided with low-cost, low-risk, multiple-benefit vitamin D supplementation. And that's not even to mention the ivermectin, the hydroxychloroquine, and who was right about that? That was Dr. Napudi. New study confirms vitamin D provides protection against COVID death. Now, Dr. Napudi has been on with us before. He's been calling this out since the beginning of COVID. And because of that, he's found himself in legal battles. The state has come after him. The establishment has tried to destroy him. And so I wanted to get him on to, A, tell his story so that people can see the attacks you get in the medical field for telling the truth. But then, B, to tell the even bigger story, which is how, because of the approach from Anthony Fauci and our government, hundreds of thousands of people died that didn't have to. So, Dr. Eric Napudi, do you want to start with your personal story, or do you want to start with what they're now admitting, that hundreds of thousands, if not millions worldwide, could have been saved if we did the exact opposite of what Fauci told us to do?
Well, look, I'll just run through it all real quick. Listen, I was one of the first doctors to stand up and say, hey, there's definitely things that can be done to improve your health. It doesn't make sense that the original treatment for COVID was, hopefully you don't have to go to the hospital. You're diagnosed positive, go home. Hopefully your lips don't turn blue. And if it does, go to the hospital, get on the Fauci formula, which has a horrible fatality rate. I said, listen, there's things that can be done. We can do high-dose vitamin D, zinc, C, ivermectin, other things that are out there. So we started recommending it, Owen, and the videos that we did went viral. Sometimes 30, 40 million people saw what we did. And what's crazy about it was the federal government came after me and sued me for violating the COVID Consumer Protection Act, which is a little-known act that basically says if you use fraud to profit during COVID, the federal government's going to come after you, which is exactly what Moderna, Pfizer, J&J did when they told you that's literally what they did.
I mean, this is unbelievable. They're the ones that committed the mass fraud and profited, not you.
Agreed. And they came after me. Listen to this. They said I violated this 12 million times, and they're actually suing me for $500 billion. $500 billion. And they're saying that I was a fraud, that I lied to people and profited, which is a lie. And so over the past 2 years, we've been fighting these folks. I finally just got in front of a judge. Oh, and I've spent $3.5 million out of my own pocket trying to get to trial. They keep delaying and papering us to death. And the reality of it is now this brand new study that you're talking about, November the 12th, says that if people would have known about vitamin D, if medical professionals and politicians would have promoted the benefits of vitamin D, this research says that they could have saved the lives of 116,000 Americans. That's just in the year 2020. And they could have prevented 4 million COVID infections, because the study shows everything that I was saying is true. And by the way, Owen, listen to this. After we showed the federal government all of the data, over 100 data points, 24 randomized double-blind controlled studies that shows the benefits of these nutrients in relation to COVID, we asked them, when are you going to lose your zest for this lawsuit? And they said, look, we decided to come after Dr. Napudi. We're going to set a precedent against him. They literally said to me, we've drawn our sword and we're not going to put our sword away until we have blood on it. That's what our federal government is doing to doctors who stand up for the truth.
Well, and I look at this, you know, if Alex Jones is the canary in the coal mine for media and free speech, and then the treatment that he receives, then Dr. Napoody is the canary in the coal mine from the healthcare medical field. And so, you know, but people aren't hearing about this. Most people don't know about your story. I want to focus on the lawsuit again real quick. So discuss the kind of ins and outs of this. You get sued for $500 billion, and it's this nitpicking thing where they sign this COVID bill and they say, oh, you're not allowed to recommend anything for COVID. You're not even allowed to talk about it. Here you violated this ridiculous government order 1,000 times or whatever, and so you have to pay the $1 trillion. It's a lot like what they tried to do to us. But so talk about that process. And like you said, why is it now, even though you were proven right, they still have to strike you down?
Well, here's what we do know. We do know this, is that if there are any recognized therapeutics, treatments, preventions, or mitigating therapeutics that are out there that could help with COVID-19, the emergency use authorization loses its authority. And Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and et cetera would have to go back to the drawing boards, which is the very reason we believe that the federal government is still coming after me. Because even though the data supports everything that we've said, they don't want to lose their emergency use authorization. That's what this is all about. They don't care about science. They care about political science. And so they've come after me. Listen to this. What else they've done is they've colluded with social media to shut down all of our social media accounts. They've shut our marketing down. They colluded with 5 of our banks. They froze 5 of our bank accounts over a civil penalty, not a criminal penalty, because they don't want me to be able to afford my legal fees. They've colluded with the insurance companies, and over the last 18 months, my medical practices have been audited more than they've been audited in the last 20 years combined, and patients are now no longer allowed to use their health insurance like they once did in my practices. Not only have they done that, but they came after my professional license 5 times as well. And the medical board said that, look, the federal government contacted them and said that they were concerned about the amount of people that heard my message. Not what I said, Owen, but the amount of people that heard it. When people hear this story, it's crazy, which is why we put a whole website together about it, because you can't even make this up. And the website is fightwitheric.com, because when people see the tyranny that's happened, they can't believe it. Even after the fact, with all the data that shows that we are right from the beginning, the federal government cannot admit they were wrong, and they're doing everything they can to make my life a living hell, to make a martyr out of me so that other doctors won't stand up.
Well, and let's just continue with that. We got 3 minutes left in this segment before we get into these new studies. So, I mean, what is the message to other doctors? What is the message to America? Based off what you've gone through, the attacks you've gone through for being right, what is the lesson to be learned here?
Well, the lesson is, if you don't stand for something, you're going to fall for anything. And I got to tell you, I've had literally thousands of doctors reach out to me over the last 2 years and thank me for standing in the gap. Please remember, less than 12% of doctors out there are private practicing doctors, Owen, and I am one of those private practicing doctors. I've got the ability and the responsibility to stand for what's true for my patients. And Owen, I really want to make this point. Now they're saying that if people would have known about vitamin D, it could have saved the lives of 116,000 people in 2020 alone, let alone 21 and 22. They suppressed this information and people died because of this. Oh, and this is a way bigger case than just Dr. Napoody being sued by the government. This is wrongful negligent death. This is some type of a outrageous crime, but they're doing everything they can to try to bankrupt me so that I can't make it to trial. They just extended the trial, which was supposed to start next week. Now we're not going to have a trial till March. Our attorneys say it's going to cost another $2 million plus to get to and through trial just to win this thing. That's their game plan.
So again, folks, it's a lot of the attacks that we deal with here that Dr. Eric Napoody is going through as well. But imagine, because this is, like you said, this is the bigger story. It's that they act like we had no idea. Oh, we didn't know vitamin D would help. We didn't know any of this. Oh, we're just figuring this out now. Really? Because if you go back and you look at what Dr. Eric Napoody and others were saying, they did know. That's the big lie. They did know vitamin D worked. They did know hydroxychloroquine and zinc worked. They did know there were other things that could have worked to prevent deaths and help people, but they couldn't put any of that out there because they needed to pass the emergency authorization of these vaccines that have been even more deadly than COVID potentially, but we don't need to go down that lane. But explain that in the final 60 seconds. They knew this the whole time. Now they're just acting like, oh, surprise, we just found it out.
So first of all, they've offered multiple settlement offers for me to sit down, shut up, take a small fine, get a little bit of monetary relief, and sign a gag order so they can have their way in the media with us. Oh, and this is so much bigger than a doctor being sued about telling people to take vitamins. This is about our freedoms. This is about the truth. If we don't stand for this now and go back with big counterclaims and go after the people that went after us, they're going to continue to do it again. And I need people to pray and believe and stand with us, because the government is trying to delay, to delay, to delay, so that I'll walk away and take a settlement. They're just trying to bleed us to death. And so I need people to support us. Go to fightwitheric.com. Give us some prayers. Give us a shout out. Learn about this case, because, Owen, we now are going to have standing to be able to go after the medical boards, the Associated Press, these banks that shut us down, and all these
folks,
individuals.
This is your David versus Goliath fight. We'll be right back.
For only the second time in the entirety of the InfoWars store, we are announcing a selling out mega blowout sale. Many of our top-selling items are included in this sale and are in limited supply, so once they're out, they will probably not be back in stock until next year. Everything is listed at deep discounts of up to 60% off market price. Plus, if you order now, we will include a free gift from the store for every order, regardless of what you buy. This item will be chosen at random from a hand-picked selection of our DVDs, books, stickers, and so much more. This is our gift to you for supporting the InfoWar and the Voice of Freedom worldwide. After the seemingly never-ending barrage of attacks on us, Alex and the rest of the crew here at InfoWars needs all the help we can get to allow the message of a pro-human future to reach the masses. Hurry to the store of InfoWars now to check out the Mega Blowout Sale, because some of these items are already selling out at InfoWarsStore.com.
And so I went ahead and pulled up the video from 4 days ago of Klaus Schwab giving his address to the World Government Summit. And no joke, this movie from 1981 parallels Klaus Schwab's speech almost word for word.
History is truly at a turning point.
Since our last meeting, we've made tremendous progress.
That global energy systems, food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected.
The energy crisis here in the United States was exceptionally successful worldwide, and we expect similar success with our upcoming food shortage. Our labor leaders have made great progress by causing confusion and work stoppages in all areas of the world.
In times of crisis, the role of governments is more important and more relevant than ever.
Politically, the public has lost total confidence in any form of government. The threat of universal war is a daily possibility.
What is also needed is a summit like this one to go beyond crisis management and to look into constructive ways we can build our common future.
I would like to thank each and every one of you for your hard work and dedication to our cause. In reviewing this year's progress, let me say that we have been highly effective in conditioning the people's minds to accept our solution to the world's problems.
A little bit uncanny there. I mean, especially the part where literally they list in the same order the same things that are happening: the food, the energy, and the supply chain. Of course, when you look at what's actually happened to the energy, food, and supply chain in this world, you can see that they've all been destroyed. They've all been collapsed, all on purpose, by the decisions of people made at the World Economic Forum.
Thanksgiving 2022 is here. We've got the biggest sale of the year going right now. Now, the good news is I'm going to extend this sale up to 60% off right through Christmas. The bad news is by Christmas, almost every product in the store will be sold out. And we won't get more for months and months and months. So now is the time to take action to support the InfoWar and get the biggest sales of the year. We've already sold out of X2 and X3 and BioTrue Selenium and our Wake Up America award-winning coffee. And now DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. So many other great products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Vaso Beats, Secret 12. They are all going to sell out in the next few weeks or in the next month. Again, more stuff's going to sell out today. So every hour you wait, more stuff will be sold out at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code 1776 and you get an additional 10% off the already giant savings at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. God bless.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This is truly the David versus Goliath. This is truly the man standing in front of the tank, Dr. Eric Napudi. And I mean, really, Eric, you're in it. And we're in a different kind of, we got a different situation dealing with media versus you dealing with health and wellness. But it's the same tank men issue here where it's the David versus Goliath. And so I don't even know how to properly present this to people. I mean, words can't even really describe it. Either you get it or you don't. And folks, if you don't understand how dangerous this is, where in California, if you're a doctor, you don't even have free speech. You can't even speak. You can only do what the government tells you. And if they say take 100 vaccines and you're a doctor and you say, well, I think maybe only 99 vaccines, you lose your medical license. And so they want to take that nationwide. And this story is really the big one. And I think, I guess I would put it like this, Eric. They know what they're doing is so wrong and so criminal. And the proof is that if they really cared about us, if they genuinely cared about Americans' health and the truth, then they would come out and they would say, you know what? We had your best interest in mind, but we were wrong. It looks like vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and some other things, ivermectin, it looks like they were helpful and useful, and we'll promote that now, and we're sorry we got it wrong at the time, but this is the information we have now, and to the doctors that were promoting that, you were right, we apologize, maybe even offer some of them a job. No, it's the exact opposite. They come after the doctors that told the truth. They come after the doctors that have been proven right. I just don't even know how else to scale this, how else to weigh this so people can understand how heavy and how big this is.
Oh, and you're 100% spot on. Like, this is truly David versus Goliath. And when you think about this, if they can come after me this hard, they can come after anybody. I'm just a little doctor in central Missouri that's just trying to help make a difference. And the reality is this. The reality is that people need to understand the magnitude of this. Look, this last study that I'm holding in my hands right now clearly shows it's a government study. It was done with the VA's numbers. It was a multi-hundred thousand person, 400 plus thousand person study that showed if you have adequate levels of vitamin D, you have a reduced infection rate by 20 to 28%. You have a reduced fatality rate by 33%. And it's 600,000 people in this study. This is a big deal. You can't just walk away from this. And the authors said that it could have saved 4 million Americans from getting COVID just in 2020 and saved the lives of 116,000 people in 1 year. So who's got blood on their hands? They suppress this information, Owen, and people are dying because of it. And when we show them this information, they're doubling down on their stupidity. They're telling us, we're not going to let you go to trial. We're going to do everything we can to try to get this stopped before you get to trial. And that's the message that people need to understand. If we don't stop these three-letter alphabet agencies that are weaponized, we're done as a nation. You're telling me as a doctor I don't have free speech? That I can't tell my patients what to take and do? Oh, and it's crazy. It's beyond crazy.
Well, and you've said it. You're committing to this fight. So even though they're going to try to completely crush you financially, they want you literally down to nothing. They want to whittle you down to nothing. You've decided you're still going to stand here in this fight. Now, all the evidence is on your side, but okay, how do you think this goes? I mean, what are the lawyers telling you? You can't even barely even get in front of the judge because they keep delaying it. I mean, what does this look like for you right now?
Well, our lawyers are extremely confident. As long as we can get in front of a jury of my peers in the great state of Missouri, that they don't have a chance. The facts are on our side. The emotional standpoint of the world is on our side. They procedurally made so many mistakes, Owen, it's not funny, but their only chance to beat me is to not let me get to trial. I mean, I've spent everything that I own just getting to this trial. And thank God we're starting to get people to help support us and pray for us and believe with us. This is one of the most important cases that are out there. General Michael Flynn said it best when he said, Dr. Napudi was one of the first doctors to stand up. He's one of the only ones still standing and one of the last ones to ask for help. And we've got to believe and stand in the gap together, because if we don't prevail, this is natural medicine on trial. There's over 250 nutrients that are on the chopping block of the FDA, and there's legislation in D.C. right now that's trying to get the FDA to take over the nutritional manufacturing world. That would be the worst thing that could happen. And if we don't stand up against these tyrants, they're going to set a precedent against us, and every doctor moving forward is not going to have the ability to have a doctor-patient relationship. Healthcare as we know it, it would be done if we don't prevail in this case. And the fact of what they've done to me, Owen, not just dragging my name through the mud, but literally sicking the insurance companies on me, having the Associated Press come after me, literally having banks debank me. I mean, it's disgusting for a civil penalty that I've been proven right the entire time with. They need to step up and realize they made a mistake and admit it, or else they're never going to be able to save face with the American public ever again.
Well, and let's look at the larger issue, which is what they're trying to implement, this medical tyranny, this, you know, and let's look at with the vaccine. Okay, so we'll pretend like everybody here is acting in good faith. We know that's not the case with the government, but let's just, for the sake of this argument, pretend the government is acting in good faith. Okay, so you believe that you should have medical tyranny in this country, in which case you would have had an example with the COVID vaccine, everybody getting vaccinated. Well, we now know that the COVID-19 vaccine is the deadliest vaccine to ever be introduced in the United States. It's not even close. It's completely off the charts. Tens of thousands dying on the VAERS website. So this is what's so frustrating to me about this. How do people, this is so obvious. I mean, this is like a 10,000 pound elephant just standing right in front of your face and you denying it. If they can mandate a deadly vaccine and you have no choice in taking it, you show up to the hospital and they say, sorry, we can't do this surgery, or sorry, we can't accept you unless you take the vaccine. You have no choice. Okay, you take the vaccine, you're deader than a hammer the next day. You just got sentenced to death by your government and you have no way of fighting back. And so it's not just that they want to take away natural remedies or give you the choice of what you want. Medical tyranny is the ability for the government to sentence you to death. How do people not see this?
Owen, you are so spot on. It's not even funny. I mean, it's not about vitamin D. It's about our freedom to choose. And if we don't have the freedom to choose our own healthcare rights, I thought it was my body, my choice. That's what I hear everybody screaming. But if you don't have the freedom to choose, and if you can't even have a common sense conversation with a patient as a physician without having to be worried about your license, what's going to happen to healthcare moving forward? Oh, and you're so spot on. They're going to be mandating everything that they want to mandate because the highest bidder and the highest pharmaceutical lobbyist is going to pay for that. If we don't stand for what this really is now, and this is true medical tyranny, the system as we know it is over, my friend. And that's why it's so important that people go and they grasp how deep this really is. I mean, I've been sitting on this for 2 years. We just started telling people like the audacity that the federal government has done. And if you go to that website, fightwitheric.com, it lays it all out there. And it's just when people see this, they go, I can't believe this is happening in the United States of America. This is something that would happen in a communist country, but it's happening in your backyard, Owen.
Well, and imagine, folks, you know, they obviously put out the ridiculous judgments against Alex Jones, 50 million here, 2.7 trillion there. And people get it. They say, okay, well, this is Alex Jones standing up against tyranny, telling the truth. They try to shut him down. The same thing is being done to Dr. Eric Napudi right now. So we'll get final comments from him on the other side, and he'll tell you how you can support him. But folks, again, this is about freedom of choice. Medical tyranny means the government can sentence you to death. Okay? That's kind of a big deal.
I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, Chief Scientific Officer for The Wellness Company. It's a new day. We've had 2.5 years of crisis, confusion, despair, hospitalization, and sadly, death. And Americans don't know where to turn. They've lost their trust in their doctors and the healthcare system. Patients have been terrified with what they've seen with COVID-19 vaccination. And a solution now is here, a nationwide alternative healthcare system called The Wellness Company. This is a vertically integrated, large platform that has uncensored content, has virtual appointments and healthcare with qualified doctors, specialists in their field, responsive, and treatment packages that include nutraceuticals and supplements, as well as prescribed medications through a network of community pharmacies, a network of laboratory and in vitro diagnostics, imaging, and then lastly, important online materials, including holistic products, coaching, a variety of medical sources of information, media, all in the wellness company at a low monthly price. And I can tell you, it is a breath of fresh air to know that each and every patient, instead of running to the urgent care in the middle of the night, scrambling for healthcare in this COVID and post-COVID era, has a solution. Go to onlinehealthnow.com, and that is the conduit to get to the wellness company and get signed up today. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'll be happy to see you on the other side.
Calling patriots worldwide. If you have been waiting for a sale to try out one of our many products at InfoWarsStore.com, then this is the one for you. Introducing our Selling Out Mega Blowout Sale. Almost all of our best items you will find have up to 60% off the base price. Many of them are in limited supply, too, so once they are gone, you will probably not have a chance to resupply until next year. Contained within the sale, you will find things like BrainForce Plus at 60% off or BrainForce Ultra at 50% off, each of which are a great way to try the next level in advanced neural activation. If your body is in need of a recharge or a boost, then our products Knockout, Alpha Power, and BodyEase can help you get to sleep and ready to take on the next day, all of which can be found at a 50% discount. Perhaps you're in need of some vitamins your body is deficient in, then check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion or the Vitamin D3 Gummies at a discount of 50%. Also, you will find our Whole Food Multivitamins and Vitamin C with Zinc at 40% off. Fizzy Magnesium, a newer offering on the store, is discounted at 50% off. And one of the most powerful InfoWars Life offerings, DNA Force Plus, is also on sale at a 50% discount. On top of getting one of our best offers in the history of the InfoWars store, if you order now, we'll throw in one free item for every purchase, regardless of size. This will be the first and possibly last time we will include a free gift that could be anything from a koozie to a flag, a book, DVD, sunglasses, stickers, and even RFID protection. This is part of our appreciation to you for supporting the InfoWars. So when we say it's a 360 win, we're actually giving you a 180 on top of that with a little something extra this time. Help launch this war on information to the next level by purchasing one or more of these high-quality items at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Man, I got to tell you, this is one of those stories that, it's crazy to be in this position, and it happens to me all the time. And the way I say it is, this is beyond my pay grade. Like, when I'm discussing stuff, you know, dealing with Russia and Ukraine and other issues over the years, it's like Dr. Naputi said, it's like, hey, I'm just a doctor in central Missouri. Like, now I'm the number one target of the deep medical state. It's like, I'm just a show host here in Austin, Texas, but I have to tell you the information because the U.S. government is lying to you and the billion-dollar legacy media people are lying to you. So I got to tell you about international politics. I got to tell you about geopolitics. I got to tell you about what's going on. It's like, this is so far beyond our pay grade, but I guess not. I mean, I guess we have to be David. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I mean, defeating Goliath was above David's pay grade, but he did it. He stepped up, he took the challenge, he defeated Goliath. So I guess that's where we're at. But I just have a hard time really putting this into perspective for the people, other than to just say, look at Dr. Eric Naputi's story. Look at how they're coming after him. Look at how corrupt it is. Look at how he was proven right. Look at how they're trying to destroy him. And then look at what they're doing with the medical tyranny where they can sentence you to death with a vaccine. And so Dr. Naputi with us one more segment. Again, lay out the websites where people can get all this information, support you, pray for you, help you.
And then how do you try to put this into perspective? How do you try to scale this and measure this to be as effective in the messaging in this fight back as possible?
Well, Owen, first of all, everybody can go to fightwitheric.com. That's fightwitheric.com. Go check out the website. Learn about all the documents are there. All the interviews are there. I'll put this one there as well. You can learn how you guys can go and pray with us, because that's what we need, and how you can support our movement. We're so blessed to have people help support this, because they know that the only way the government can beat us is if they bleed us. That's it. That's what they've done. And so how do I make sense of this, David? Here's how I make sense of this thing, this David versus Goliath deal. You know, God used way crazier people than me to do bigger things than this. And if I need to be the one to stand in the gap and just show up and stay in the game is what God's told me to do, then I'm going to do it. And I'll tell you, if a little doctor from Central Illinois is the one that helps take down this tyrannical medical system, then so be it. Then I'm happy to stand in the gap to do it. I know God's going to provide. He always does. He shows us the people to be around. He puts me in great company like yours and your audience. So I know that we're going to prevail. I know that we will. I just don't know the mechanism how to get there, right? I know how the ending is. I just don't know the next few chapters. But I'll tell you, as a human being, my friend, this is difficult. I'm glad it was me that had to go through this and not other people, because to be quite honest with you, I don't know how many people could have physically survived this. The attacks that they had against my practice, against our businesses, against my personal life, my livelihood. I mean, the fact that I've been audited more over the last year and a half, that's probably still going to continue to happen. I mean, we are living in a tyrannical system right now. And if people realize how bad it is, then they'll realize that they have to stand up, because they're not just standing up for me. We're standing up for we. And I'm the reason why doctors don't stand up against any type of medical tyranny, because regardless of what they believe, think, or know, if they don't follow the system and the establishment, it's medical whack-a-mole. And that's what they've been doing with me. So go to fightwitheric.com. You can learn all about the battle, how you can support us. And I'm asking people to share this story. This is going to continue. And I told you, you know, God's been using me, and he told me that he won't waste my stress. He won't waste my pressure, but he won't waste a miracle unless we make this about something bigger. So we're going to take this to the next level. We've got standing against the government now. We've got to go and win this battle first, my friend. And together we will.
And again, folks, the story here is that Eric Napudi is under attack. They're suing him for hundreds of millions of dollars because he told the truth about COVID treatments. And now they want to destroy him for telling the truth. But you said two things there that I really can relate to. And, you know, I always get asked, you know, the stereotypical question of, oh, what's it like to work at InfoWars, or, oh, you know, this is so great, or this is so this. And I kind of have fallen back on this cliche that I like to use now. And I just, because it's the easiest way to answer it. I'm sick of answering the question, quite frankly. And I just say, I'm living the dream and I'm living the nightmare. Like, yeah, you know what? I've always dreamed of fighting tyranny. I don't know why. Before I even understood it, I've always wanted to be a freedom fighter. I've always been somebody dedicated to fighting for freedom for the little guy, the big guy, everybody. And now I'm in this position. So yeah, I'm living the dream. I'm fighting tyranny. I'm here at InfoWars. I'm next to Alex Jones. But folks, there's a nightmare behind it. There's a nightmare that goes on every day that nobody really sees. And that's fine. They don't need to see it. And then it gets into the other aspect. And this is where I want to ask you if you've had a similar experience, where I have friends and family that maybe they agree with my politics, maybe they don't, maybe they think I'm nuts, but they see what I go through. They see the attacks that I'm under. They know who I am and what I stand for. And it's opened their eyes. And so it's not even whether they agree with me or not. They just know who I am and then see what I deal with. And they scratch their head and say, well, how can this be happening? I know Owen's not a bad guy. I know he's not a liar. I know he's not these things that they claim he is. And so have you kind of seen that with your family and friends too, where just you being under this ridiculous attack has made them open their eyes?
Yes, 100%. You're so spot on. It's not even funny, because they're like, wait a minute. That's Dr. Napudi, who we've known, that's been taking care of this community for 20 years, who's been a pillar to the community, who's been a giver, a lover, and not a taker. Like, that just doesn't make any sense. But Owen, here's the reality. You and I and other people that are out there have been challenged, and really in our DNA, to stand in the gap. And my friend, we're doing that. And the reality is this, is that us standing and being strong, what it does is it consciously and unconsciously gives other people permission to do the same. And if that's what it takes, if that's what my legacy is to stand in the gap and take the hits and the arrows and the slings so that my family, my future, our loved ones can actually have the freedom to choose and a future, then I'm down for it. And I know you feel the same way. And I know your viewers are the same way. And I know a lot of your viewers want to get in the fight and want to help. And they need to support you, support me, and others that are out there standing in the gap for all of us, my friend. And that's what we're here to do.
And look, let's just bring it back down to earth here. Dr. Napudi said, hey, look, there are other things you can do to prevent COVID or to help yourself if you get it, like vitamin D, zinc, and some other things that are all natural with low or no risk at all. But then what about the vaccine? Here's another story people may have noticed or heard of. Al Roker hospitalized with blood clots in legs and lungs. Al Roker pushed the vaccine, took multiple COVID vaccines, now has the number one side effect of the vaccine. So they pushed this vaccine that's killed, that we know of, at least 30,000 Americans, not to mention the other tens of thousands of problems with the neurological disorders, the myocarditis, the blood clots, and everything else. They pushed a treatment that not only didn't work, is now we're learning to be extremely high risk. You pushed a treatment that was no risk and turns out to work. You're the one that gets destroyed. Big Pharma makes more money than ever.
Yeah, Owen, think about this. This latest study that you guys just are putting up on the screen now that's on the NIH's website that says that if people would have known about the benefits of vitamin D, we could have saved the lives of 116,000 Americans in just the year 2020 alone. I mean, somebody has blood on their hands. Somebody's responsible for this. We did everything that we could to tell people the truth and give them hope and give them options and destroy the spirit of fear. And those individuals that colluded with suppressing the truth, that's who needs to be held accountable, my friend. Those are the criminals.
Absolutely. And I mean, at this point, it's hard to have any hope because we almost never get to win. I mean, they never let the good guys win. But I just feel like there's so much momentum. There's so much energy. And I just don't know how somebody, I just don't know how we don't win on this. I really don't. I don't know how we don't win on this issue. And I know it goes against everything we've learned, just the tyrannical deep state crushing us at every turn. I think this is the one, though. I don't know how long it's going to take, and your battle's going to be rough and tumble. But I think this could be the big one, my friend, and I hope it is.
I agree with you 100%. Let me just tell you, I know that God's been building me up with endurance to be able to handle battles like this. And I'm ready for the fight, and I'm ready to stand in the gap. And I'm ready for everybody to jump on board and help support this, because I don't care what side of the political aisle you're on. When you see the fact that the government withheld information intentionally and wouldn't let us talk about the truth about things that could have helped men and women that died, family members on both sides of the aisle, whether you're a Democrat or Republican or whatever, we could have saved people's lives by getting this information out. It even says in the Bible, people die without knowledge. Our people perish without knowledge. We have the knowledge and we have the wisdom to apply it to life. We just got to.
For only the second time in the entirety of the InfoWars store, we are announcing a selling out mega blowout sale. Many of our top selling items are included in this sale and are in limited supply. So once they're out, they will probably not be back in stock until next year. Everything is listed at deep discounts of up to 60% off market price. Plus, if you order now, we will include a free gift from the store for every order, regardless of what you buy. This item will be chosen at random from a handpicked selection of our DVDs, books, stickers, and so much more. This is our gift to you for supporting the InfoWar and the Voice of Freedom worldwide. After the seemingly never-ending barrage of attacks on us, Alex and the rest of the crew here at InfoWars needs all the help we can get to allow the message of a pro-human future to reach the masses. Hurry to the store of InfoWars now to check out the Mega Blowout Sale, because some of these items are already selling out at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ready to pay up? Here, put it in our Alex Jones was wrong jar.
I've got just over $1 billion at this location. It's yours.
You
The Alex Jones Show.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Thanksgiving 2022 is here, and I wanted to give thanks for all the viewers and listeners that have kept InfoWars in the fight over the years. The New World Order, their globalist controllers, absolutely hate our guts because they hate your guts. They want to break your will. They want to dominate you. They want to take full control of you and your family and your friends' destiny. But because of independent media outlets that tell the truth and fight for human liberty, like InfoWars, that wear our bias of freedom and justice and America and God and family on our sleeve, we have a real fighting chance against the globalists, but that is only because of your tireless dedication and your support of InfoWars. So again, I'd like to thank you all for your support, and I give thanks for your dedicated prayer, word of mouth, and financial support at InfoWarsStore.com. And we make it easy to financially keep InfoWars and our media operations and our documentaries and our reports on air with high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you'll notice when you go to the site that basically everything's on sale between 40 and 60% off. But many things are starting to sell out, like our great Wake Up America coffee that's award-winning, and X3, and so many other great products have now sold out at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 is sold out. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is close to selling out. DNA Force Plus is close to selling out. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is close to selling out. All 40 or so InfoWars Life products that are excellent are about to sell out. But despite that, we're keeping them on sale because we need the funds to operate, and because I want those of you that have never experienced the products particularly to go ahead and take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and experience what these products do for you and your family. So start with Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus right now, up to 60% off with promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you love abortion, give me a hell yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
We here at the Democrat Party believe in trans kids' rights. We're going to chop up those little boys and girls so good they're not even going to know what hit them. Make sure you vote Democrat, because we believe you have the right to kill your kids.
Up your ass, buddy boy.
Oh, that'll boy. Way to go, buddy.
Yeah, go back to InfoWars. Pay me $3 million.
Baby murder is on the ballot Tuesday, folks. You better vote Democrat Party, or we're not going to be able to kill those kids. Where are liberals going to do their human sacrifice if Republicans make abortion illegal? Do you even think about these things? I mean, you got to have some taste with a hat like that. Ladies and gentlemen, remember on Tuesday when you go to vote, the Democrat Party is the party of abortion. The Democrat Party is the party of trans kids. And the Democrat Party is the party of men like that, that behave like that in public. Proud Democrats. We need more babies aborted.
Hey, why don't you tell your boss to go off, pay the money that he owes all those people at the f***ing Sandy Hook, man. You're a bunch of shysters. He's a snake oil salesman. Up your ass, buddy boy. Punk ass mother f***er.
Wow, I love this guy. That's a Democrat voter right there.
It's Willie Nelson.
You got it, mother.
Up your ass, boy. Gas is going to skyrocket. We're talking $6, $7, $8 a gallon for gas.
Not listening. Not listening.
Doesn't that sound fun?
That sounds amazing.
Woo! We're thinking about some record high inflation, too. A vote for the Democrats on Tuesday is record high inflation. Yeah, we're going to pump those prices up, and we're going to crush America's energy. Man, you don't like abortion? Why not? Like abortion? You don't like abortion either? We're going to abort those babies, man. We're just Democrats. We're just out here promoting Democrat Party values. I don't know why you liberals are getting so upset. I'm a liberal like you. I love baby murder.
You, man.
Jeez, what are you so mad about? So make sure you vote Democrat on Tuesday. We're going to double the gas prices. We're going to get that inflation up maybe 12%. You don't like that? You don't like high inflation? inflation.
Stick it up your ass!
I don't think I can stick high inflation up my ass. How can I do that? You know it. We are killing those kids. What, you don't like baby murder, sir? What's wrong with you? Look at that bigot. Think about all those babies that might actually get to experience life if we don't abort them. You know what I mean? Life sucks, doesn't it? Kill the kids. That's what I say. I'm a Democrat. We're going to abort so many babies, you won't even know what's going on. The charts are going to be, we're going to be going off the charts. Guys, I'm begging you, please. It's 2 more years. Can you give me 2 more years to kill this country? Just vote Democrat Tuesday. Ma'am, Republicans believe you have the right to a gun. You don't, sir. There's no such thing as the Bill of Rights.
And moving to the moving. And
this is illegal activity right here. These children should have been aborted. Now they're causing climate change. And now they're driving around in a gas-powered vehicle, destroying the environment. All you got to do is vote Democrat. We'll double that inflation for you. We'll triple it. How about if we triple it? Would you like that? Ma'am, do you like abortion? Give me a hell yeah! Do you love abortion? Give me a hell yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Kill those babies!
Oh, my God.
What the f***? Somebody is mooning us right now. That's the first time. I think that's actually a first. Dang, a baby could come out of that ass any second now. It's the year 2022. A man can poop out a baby. Wow. Dude, you know, honestly, I did that when I was 18. You look like you're 30.
Hey, Owen, how are you feeling after getting mooned?
I'm a little shook up right now. You love abortions, give me a hell yeah! If you love chopping up little boys and girls and calling it trans kid surgery, give me a hell yeah! If you love trans kids, give me a hell yeah! Are you guys going to be voting Democrat on Tuesday? Record high inflation? Record high gas prices. We love it, right? Yeah. Yeah! If you love abortion, give me a hell yeah! I noticed that that kid right there is a little more inclined to like the color pink. So that probably means it's a girl. So we're going to take it to a local liberal doctor. We're going to chop it up nice and good and call it a trans baby. But if you don't vote Democrat, none of that magic is going to happen. If you love trans kids, give me a hell yeah!
I love trans kids, I think you're a psycho!
I like chopping up little boys and girls. How am I the psycho?
Go Swire!
How are you doing today?
Go Swire!
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. Nice to see you out here.
Oh, it's great to see you out here.
Yeah, man.
We love you guys.
I've been a fan for a minute.
Oh, yeah? Listen to Alex for a long time? Give me a hell yeah! How you doing, buddy? Ladies and gentlemen, baby murder is on the ballot on Tuesday. We here at the Democrat Party believe you have the right to kill your kids. All you got to do is vote Democrat on Tuesday. If you love trans kid surgery, give me a hell yeah. If you love baby murder, give me a hell yeah. You gotta vote Democrat on Tuesday. You just gotta do it. We're gonna chop up those little boys and girls so good they're not even gonna
know what hit them. That's Democrat Party values. All you gotta do is vote
Democrat on. We got another one!
Oh,
Battle
boys!
Way to go, buddy!
Yeah, go back to InfoWars! Pay me $3 billion!
Come on, liberal! Wow, did you guys see that? That's a Democrat right there. Look out. They're everywhere. We've never had the moon on the live stream before. We've now had two today. All of our fellow liberals know that life is a miserable experience.
Yes, sir.
Why should we want more
What's
children
up,
born?
What's up, man?
Hey. We don't want children to experience this misery called life.
We
liberals know life is a miserable experience. Kill those babies. If you love abortion, give me a hell yeah. Yeah, we're going to kill those kids. We've actually been able to get multiple people to give me the hell yeah on that. Turn in your weapon to the U.S. government. And abort your baby. The Democrat Party loves you. How are you guys doing?
Damn, bro.
How's business today?
Good.
Hey, you know baby murder's on the ballot this Tuesday? Democrat salute. Get the Democrat salute. Boom. Democrat salute. Bam, IQ, one, Democrat salute. Bam, IQ, one, Democrat salute. And if you're a super smart Democrat, you hit it with the double bird. Make sure you vote Democrat, because we believe you have the right to kill your kid.
Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation.
We're going to chop up those little boys and girls so good they're not even going to know what hit them. They're going to be so confused by the propaganda we show them in school, they're going to ask for a trans kid surgery, and we're going to fly them to California to do it. The last run here, if you will. Run to the polls. Sprint to the polls. Faster. Vote Democrat. Turn in your guns. Kill your babies. Be a good Democrat. Run to the polls this Tuesday. These guys love Joe Biden. Joe Biden's inflation numbers are record high. Joe Biden's open borders are legal. It's great. But don't worry, keep paying Democrats, they'll take care of you. The Democrat Party loves you! Turn it, no way! No, yes!
Please! Please!
Did you see that?
The triple moon?
That's worth two. That's worth two.
She still bends over. Yes!
Oh my god.
Oh my god. It's getting insane out here. So like I say that, liberals get mad. That's what they believe. That's actually what the Democrats do. And so, but you hear what it really is, and it's kind of shocking. It's kind of angering. Yeah, wait, he's right. The Democrats do abort a million babies a year. Oh, hey, that's right. The Democrats do want me to disarm myself. That's what's going on. So it's all this fluff and all this virtue signal and social justice warriorism. But when you actually look at the policy applied, look at what happens. Democrats destroy this country.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. I've got some good news and bad news. InfoWars is running the biggest sale of 2022 right now on our amazing products. Your chance to empower your body, your health, your immune system, and more, and keep us on the air, a win-win. The bad news is a bunch of our best-selling products have already sold out, and because of supply chain breakdowns, it'll be months and months until these great products come back in. X3 sold out. Our great American Coffee Blend has sold out. BioTrue Selenium has sold out. But what hasn't sold out is DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Whole Food Multivitamin, Brain Force Ultra, Supermel Vitality, and so much more. So you've only got a few weeks to get these products at the lowest price you're ever going to find them. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Don't do all your Christmas shopping in a month like a fool. Do it now. Get it all over with, get a great deal, and keep InfoWars on the air while empowering your body. InfoWarsStore.com. You know, yesterday, somewhere here in my stack, I covered the rainbow dildo butt monkey. And I saw comments and things and people thinking I made that up. I didn't read half of it. The man had a fake penis on with a fake butt naked with a fake vagina hanging down like a turkey gobbler and fake women's breast. I wouldn't even show it on air. And little kids came up and sat on the dildo at the library. So, you see, it's worse than what I just told you. You want me to show it to you? Our TV stations will take us off air. It's not fit for adults to see. It's only good for five-year-olds. You think they're funding that on purpose because they're playing freaking games? These people ain't playing games. They're gonna kill everybody.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.